The second scripture that I'm going to read is from Ecclesiastes. And it's a scripture that's in the lectionary for today, depending on which version of the lectionary you're using. But I think in our tradition, it's most often read at funerals. Okay? And it's a very famous passage. And quite frankly, I've told you before, I did not grow up in the church. And so when I heard Pete Seeger sing Turn, 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 I thought he wrote it. I mean, I really did. I did not know that it was based on a scriptural reference, you know, this thing from Ecclesiastes. And every time I read it, there are some words in it that I want to swallow. And as I go through, I think you'll know which ones they are. From Ecclesiastes. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. What gain have the workers from their toil? I have seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. He has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, he has put a sense of past and future into their minds, yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Moreover, it is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in all their toil. May God add a blessing to the hearing and understanding of this holy word. Amen. I bet you could tell the words I didn't like to say. Kill, hate, refrain from embracing. I'm not big into refraining from embracing. But, you know, this, like so much of Scripture, is not written proscriptively. It's not trying to tell you what to do, okay? Ecclesiastes is the most common name for this little section of the Bible, but if you look in a Hebrew Bible, it's called Kohelet, which is either K-O-H-E-L-E-T-H or Q-O, depending on how they transliterated it. And Kohelet means the teacher. Now, I've heard this teacher, Kohelet, described as everything from curmudgeon to wise man to crab to a sage. Yeah, his book is very, very strange, and it's not very long, so if you're curious about it, you know, sometime take a few minutes and look at it. But it starts out with kind of an introduction, and it says, "The words of the teacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities," says the teacher. "All is vanity. What do people gain from all the toil at which they toil under the sun? A generation goes, a generation comes, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun goes down and hurries to the place where it rises. The wind blows to the south and goes around to the north. Round and round goes the wind, and on circuits the wind returns. All streams run to the sea, but the sea is not full to the place where the streams flow, for there they continue to flow. In other words, he's looking at a world that just goes. It goes on. Ecclesiastes is, you know, I don't know, no one knows exactly when it was written, but in the early days of the Hebrew people, they had no sense of time as a linear thing, as a progression, as we do. For them, it was a cycle, harvest, you know, reaping and harvest and sowing and harvest and sowing. And yes, things happened. The prophets came and went, and the judges came and went, and the kings came and went. But there was no idea about movement through time. Now, he kind of alludes to it here. And so, you know, it was starting to dawn on people that things change. And if he could be around today, you know, popping his cell phone out of his pocket and watching a live stream of the service from the temple last night, or Friday night, or, you know, doing any one of a hundred, well, we were just talking about doctors. I mean, you know, it used to be you went to one doctor for anything that was wrong, because that was what you had. And there was stuff that you just didn't get better from, because they didn't have the specialty. So we understand that the world has expanded, knowledge has expanded, and what we can do has expanded. But we forget, though, that Paul once said, he says, just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. I paraphrased. And that's something that I think we need to remember along with this. But so Ecclesiastes is looking at the world. I don't think he's saying there is a time that you should go out and kill, or that you should be a hater. What he's saying is, as you look around the world, there seems to be a time for all this stuff. All this stuff happens. Like the bumper sticker says, stuff happens. And that's one of the reasons we read it at funerals, right? Because it kind of accommodates to the fact that the wind, you know, it's the line in Charlie Brown. He says, you know, the roots, you plant a seed, the roots go down, and the leaves come up, and no one knows why. You know, the world works the way the world works. And we've figured out some of it, and we've figured out probably more than in the last 20 years than they had in the previous 300 years. But the fact is that standing back and saying, all these things are part of our world, and Jerry or any of us not liking part of it, obviously doesn't make it go away. It's not our responsibility to make them go away, but it's our responsibility to try, okay, and to work to improve, because we see that the world can be improved. Kohelet does not, in most of the book, talk very explicitly about God. It's kind of in passing. But at the very end of the book, and I have to say, a lot of people think this was added by an editor who, you know, who was putting the book together in the form we have it. It says, besides being wise, the teacher also taught the people knowledge, weighing and studying and arranging many proverbs. Because proverbs were the vehicle for the transmission of knowledge. The teacher sought to find pleasing words. And he wrote true words of truth plainly. The sayings of the wise are like goads and like nails firmly fixed are the collected sayings that are given by one shepherd. Of anything beyond these, my child, beware. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for that is the whole duty of everyone. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. So that last little bit kind of puts Ecclesiastes back into the fold of most of the Old Testament, okay, with God being in charge and judging and all that. Kohelet observes. He says, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. And that was another thing that troubled me when I first started reading this. But I think what he means is that what's vanity is thinking you know it all. Thinking you have it all figured out. Thinking that everything that's under the sun, you got it knocked. You've got it locked. Now, I know some people like that who think that they have everything, you know, they know exactly the way everything should be. And it's very hard on them, and it's very hard on the people around them in a lot of different ways. But I kind of look at it in the same sense when Jesus is talking about the end times, and he says, no one knows the time or the season. Yeah, so don't bother to try to figure out when he's going to return. You know, that's vanity to think you can do that. Only God knows. And I think that Kohelet is speaking in that same kind of sense. That God knows the way this is. And until you have God's perspective, or if we ever have God's perspective, only then will we see how all of this fits together, how all of it fits together. When there are bad things that happen, we try to find something good that comes out of it. I think that's our human nature, especially if we're people of faith, because we want to see God acting in these things. Years ago, there was a building that was being built in Bridgeport, and it was called L'Ambiance Plaza. And it was being built by lift slab construction, where they pour each floor down here and then lift it up to where it was, and then attach it where it was going to be. Well, they got up to the seventh floor, and the seventh floor or the eighth floor gave way, and the whole thing came crashing down. And I was in Easton at the time, and some of us clergy people got invited to be part of being with the people. And I drew to go and sit with the rescuers in the Red Cross canteen. You know, they'd go in, because they were, and people came from all over the country, you know, Union people mostly, to try to find the bodies of their brothers. That was their goal. They wanted to make sure that everyone was found and accounted for. So they would go out and dig in this unbelievable mess. And then they would come and they would rest for a while. And I sat with them. And that's when I've learned there are times not to worry too much about formal theology. Because, you know, but what they would say is, isn't it good how this awful event has brought people together from all across the country to come together to try to help and to support each other. And they would say, yeah, that was not a good thing that had happened, but there are some good things that have happened out of it. And that's what we do. We try to find some silver lining in what it is. Well, I guess Kohelet's idea was, yes, these things happen. And to try to figure them out, to try to explain them in terms of classical theology, or, you know, why did God let this happen, is vanity. Because only God can see. The picture is much wider than anything we have, anything we can see. And I think Ecclesiastes helps us to kind of touch base and remember that in the midst of whatever it is that's happening, you know, in our lives. Big, small stuff, big stuff. And so I just, as we stand here on this day that is different than every other day, a day of new beginnings, a day that's the same as every other day, a day of new beginnings, I commend to you that all of this stuff that Kohelet mentions will be in our lives this year at the international, the national, the local, maybe the family level or, you know, arena. But behind it all is God. And we may never figure out why or what what exactly is the meaning of what's happening. But we do need to know that God is with us in all of it. And that tomorrow will be another new day.